I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Apparently, you can't just fly a helicopter in and out of your backyard. Those damn meddling homeowners associations. In Massachusetts, a guy got arrested Thursday, accused of making more than 50 unlicensed flights with a helicopter he just kept in his backyard, this 59-year-old guy. He's facing one count of serving as an airman without an airman certificate.
I mean, I imagine if you have some property or something, that would be one thing. If you're in a cul-de-sac, you know, that's probably not a good deal.
If you're living in a neighborhood with traditional, maybe postage stamp-sized lots,
yes,
and some guy's putting his helicopter up and down there, that might be an issue.
Power lines and patio umbrellas flying everywhere.
Especially in the summer, you know. Hey, man, you put out my fire, man. I had the grill going and everything. The guy lost his pilot's license in 2000 after taking part in the theft of a helicopter from an airport, so he wasn't supposed to be flying to begin with. Despite the license revocation, he made more than four dozen flights last year and what the FAA inspectors are describing in an extremely hazardous flight path. He told investigators...
I like to fly low right below the tree line.
He told investigators he wasn't really aware that the FAA had revoked his pilot license.
Yeah. How about this guy? This guy was flying low. 70-year-old guy busted on the freeway in Florida. An off-duty cop was driving in Lakeland, Florida last week on the interstate when he saw a Cadillac, this white Cadillac, go whistling past him. And it's one thing to pass the cop, but it's another thing to be sitting on the sunroof and steering with your feet, basically. And the off-duty cop takes this video, and he calls in 911. And the Florida Patrol, they come out and look at this dude. His name's Leonard Olson. He's 70 years old. He's going over 100 miles an hour, sitting on the sunroof. And he says the car, basically, when they stopped him, said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, the car basically drives itself, you know. It's got a huge computer in it and everything." And so, you know, the car drives itself. It's got a gigantic computer. And, quote, "I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute." They've got a video of him, his arms outstretched like he's praising Jesus, and he's sitting on the sunroof going 100 miles an hour.
I suppose if you had a self-driving car, it would be hard not to do that. If you had a convertible, self-driving convertible, on a sunny day, to just stretch out and let that baby take over. Okay.
He's picking the bugs from his teeth at the least of it.
Well, yeah, he's going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the time of the year for these things now, these senior class pranks, and this one, I guess, went a little too far at a high school in Florida. The seniors there, they hacked into the school's computer system and emailed all the faculty, all the staff, and all the students about a mandatory inspection that was going to be going on, a mandatory penis inspection. The email claimed the inspection was, quote, in accordance with Florida Penal Health Code 69, and added that students who did not pass the inspection could not graduate. I mean, none of the girls are graduating, apparently. The school's dean of students sent an email apologizing for the prank. Again, this went to all the faculty, all the staff, and all the students.
Yeah, they're getting down there. They're probably going, what, oh, yeah, 2 weeks left of school.
Students involved with the prank have been suspended, and they were just informed that they are not going to be able to walk at their graduation. If they're unable to walk, maybe they need one of those inspections.
I can't believe it's news.
I don't remember what our senior prank was, but I remember the class before us. They took apart a car. They built a car in the library. They assembled an entire car. The kids from the shop class or auto class or whatever it was. Probably did mechanics class, whatever the hell it was, did it. But that was the best one I remember from our years in high school.
I was so far removed from high school and everything, just the fact that I even graduated through summer school.
That was
and
a senior prank.
Stuff.
Brad Cash gets to walk.
I actually made it.
There's the prank for everyone.